SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, thanks so much for joining us on SBS. In the aftermath of this church stabbing terrorism investigation, there were fears about whether multiculturalism and also social cohesion in Australia is at risk. Why do you think violence took hold so quickly?
Well, violent extremism and any form of violence has no place in Australia. We are overwhelmingly a cohesive society who are enriched by our multiculturalism. People live side by side with different faiths and are enriched by our diversity. The events on Monday night were extremely concerning. First of all, the terrorist act of this young man in attacking a bishop in a church is something that is completely unacceptable. And then the response as well of some members of the public in attacking police who were there to do their job. The police provide support in keeping us safe and they deserve our respect at all times. They certainly don't deserve what happened on Monday evening.
I know the Muslim community is bracing for attacks at places of worship. Is there any suggestion from the intelligence community that there could be further attacks?
Well, that people need to ensure that law enforcement agencies are able to do their job. They are doing it through this investigation. And I would urge people to be calm, to allow the authorities to do their tasks. They're very professional in how they operate. And we need to have respect for each other, regardless of people's faith, regardless of what people's ethnic background is. On just last Friday, I hosted faith leaders at a meeting in Sydney, speaking about religious liberty, where we had a really respectful discussion across different faith groups. That's the Australia that makes us stronger and more cohesive as a society, being able to talk through issues, respecting each other and allowing each other to go about, including whether we're people of faith or of no faith at all, just having respect for that.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that idea of coming together, of social cohesion. Police Commissioner Rhys Kershaw described the riot outside of the church as un-Australian. What do you think that means?
Well, what it means is that Australia is defined by looking after each other. That's what we do. There are various terms for that. Mateship, solidarity. We look after each other. We have respect for each other. We show kindness to each other. One of the things about people of faith is about showing kindness and compassion. That's what we need more of, and that's what I'm sure Commissioner Kershaw was talking about, because this isn't who we are. We don't behave like that. We don't take law into our own hands. We allow authorities to do their job, and that is really important going forward.
Prime Minister, would you have used that word?
I have no problem with using that word at all. I'm a proud Australian, and Australian values are about respect and compassion and kindness and thoughtfulness and looking after each other. That's what Australian values are, and they should be upheld overwhelmingly. That's what Australians do. And the generosity of spirit I've seen, the compassion that I've seen Australians exhibit, whether they be Sydney-siders or right throughout the country in the wake of the tragic events of Saturday with the murder of six people going about their business on a Saturday afternoon in a shopping centre shows that those Australian values are overwhelmingly there. All those people who today were going into that shopping centre in order to sign a condolence book, the people who brought flowers to the mall outside there, and I'm sure on Sunday at Bondi Beach for the vigil that will be held, will once again show the Australian public overwhelmingly show that they want to look after each other, that we have sympathy and condolences for those who've lost family and friends in the atrocity that occurred on Saturday.
We also, of course, saw many acts of heroism coming out of that terrible Bondi stabbing attack. And you've gone as far as saying the French citizen, the guy we know as Bollard Man now, you've said that he can stay for as long as he likes. What are you offering the injured Pakistani security guard?
Well, the immigration minister has spoken with him today. He's still in hospital. Firstly, we wish Mr. Taha a very swift recovery from his injuries, and we're working through with him to ensure that his visa issues are sorted out. There'll be more information on that tomorrow, now that those details have been looked at. We know that Mr. Taha put his own safety at risk in order to protect people who are there shopping on the Saturday afternoon, and we certainly wish him well.
Yeah, much like the Bollard man, he did put his life at risk. So the platform is yours, Prime Minister. This is your chance to offer him the same thing.
Absolutely. Well, we're working through those issues, and we will be in a position to make an announcement tomorrow, but I'm very confident that the minister will, just as he has with Mr. Guo, that took a couple of days to deal with, Mr. Taha will be dealt with as well. We were only notified through the media last night about these issues. Of course, the information wasn't released about injured persons, and so we'll deal with that. But I have every sympathy and every confidence that we'll achieve a positive result there as well.
Prime Minister, there has been some concern about the terrorism label being used selectively. Given that police say Joel Kauchi appears to have been targeting women, should that attack have been classified as misogyny-driven terrorism?
Well, I'll tell you what shouldn't happen, which is politicians define these things rather than security and police agencies. That's what shouldn't happen. We have a system whereby my job as Prime Minister is to give every support to the police and to the security agencies, and that is precisely what I'm doing. It is important. We know that Monday's incident was ideologically motivated, and that has been determined by the security agencies, and I support the police making the declaration that they did. It was important on Saturday that information go out as soon as possible. That occurred, including on Sunday morning, the information that this was an incident involving mental health.
We have a situation, though, where women are fearing that they will be targeted in this sort of attack. So do you believe that misogyny-driven terrorism exists?
Well, certainly what does exist is too much violence against women. We know that that's the case. And that can be the case, unfortunately, in households. The violence against women occurs far too frequently with someone that they know, whether it's a partner or someone that they know in a family situation or that they've known through other relationships. And we've seen far too many tragedies this year. We need to act about violence against women. We need to do that as governments, but we also need to do that as society as well. to make sure that men understand that is completely unacceptable, that disrespect of women can lead as well to consequences which are drastic. And unfortunately, we saw just last weekend a demonstration in Ballarat with the whole community saying enough is enough when it comes to violence against women. We all have a responsibility to do what we can to address this scourge.
Prime Minister, I want to move towards Australia's reaction to what's happening in the Middle East. The government has appointed Air Chief Marshal Mark Binskin to advise you on how Israel's investigation into the death of Zomi Frankem is being conducted. What assurances has Israel given you that he will have access to the evidence?
Well, Mr. Binskin is going about his task. He'll report to us. We have no intention of giving a running commentary whilst he undertakes that work. And that's something that you would understand. Mr. Binskin is someone who is very respected. That is why we appointed him. He, of course, has a great deal of experience when it comes to defence as a former leader here in Australia, and I'm very confident that he will be able to undertake the task that he's been given.
A UN vote on Palestinian statehood is looming. Which way is Australia likely to vote?
Well, I'm not announcing position. We don't announce positions on SBS News with respect, Janice. And there's no vote being scheduled. What's been scheduled is something before the UN Security Council, and Australia is not a member of that body.
Prime Minister, we have heard news today, a very harrowing report that a 10-year-old Indigenous boy is believed to have taken his own life in Western Australia. What's your reaction to that?
Well, this is an enormous tragedy, and my heart goes out to the family and friends of this young child. It is a tragedy when anyone takes their own life, when it's someone so young, that adds to the devastation which is there. This matter, of course, will be before the coroner, and there will be an appropriate coronial inquiry into this young person's passing.
Indeed, a very sombre time, Prime Minister. Looking forward, I know you've got a very packed schedule ahead of you, but will you be going to Ghana this year?
I certainly will be going to Ghana. As Prime Minister, I think that's something that is always a positive event. I've been going to Ghana since a long time back. I went probably 20 years ago. Or longer than that, because I was a minister in the government of Kevin Rudd and Julia Gillard the first time that I attended Ghana. And it is an important cultural event. It's also an event which is important to have dialogue with Indigenous leaders.
And Prime Minister, one further question. Do you enjoy watching SBS News?
Of course I do, Janice. How could you not? And one of the things about SBS News is you cover stories that aren't covered in other forums, and I think SBS has a really important role to play in Australia, and that's why my government remains a strong supporter of public broadcasting. It has an important role to play. And particularly when we look at the misinformation that's out there on social media, public broadcasting will be more and more important into the future.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're a fan, and let us know if you'd like to talk to our viewers at any time. Thank you so much, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
Thanks very much, Janice.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.